8:41 right now. It is the Ryan Kevin Morning Show with Wanda Smith on the People Station video, V103, talking about videos.
I know you said, is this still my favorite video? No, I'm on the Usher video now, Kisser.
Okay, you know what video just crossed 100 million views?
What?
Iggy's Fancy.
Oh, nice. I like that song.
100 million
views. Good for her.
A lot of views.
I like that.
Now, you know, we always talk about videos and some favorite videos.
Yeah.
You know my all-time favorite. Everybody knows
I know.
That. Okay, remember the time.
Yeah.
But Aaliyah made some great videos.
She really did.
And, you know, her life is now about to be put on the small screen, and everybody's not happy with that. And in the studio, and he doesn't do interviews. And when he came in, he came and sat on the sofa.
I know, right?
he sat on the sofa because he's like, I'm used to sitting on the sofa because that's not my thing. But Jomo Hankerson, who is a cousin and the president of Aaliyah's Black Ground Records, is speaking out. Why did you know? First of all, thanks for coming on the show, man. We know you got a lot of stuff going on.
Thanks for having me.
Now, why did you decide? And why are people so mad about Lifetime doing this movie?
Well, we feel like it's really not the right platform. Aaliyah was a legend. She was a hugely influential artist on our culture.
Right.
You still see it. Drake talks about how much influence she had. 7th Streeter, her first single, was very reminiscent of Rock the Boat. So she's still having an effect on music right now. And I think that she deserves the treatment of a Walk the Line or a What's Love Got to Do with It, a big major movie that
becomes major part of
the culture as well. You know, we quote lines from Walk the Line. We should quote lines from Aaliyah's life story.
And so when you guys heard about this picture, like, how did you hear about it? It was like a Hollywood Report?
We saw the press release like a lot of people did. You know, me and... At Blackground, we released all of Aaliyah's albums. And so we control the masters for the entire catalog. So when we saw the movie coming, no one had come to us for any music. And then we found out that they were recutting 4 songs that they had did a deal with the publishing companies on. So, you know, to me, that's like crazy.
I'm confused. And I've been
recutting.
How do they do? How does that work?
Well, we control the actual master, so that's the song with Aaliyah on it.
Right.
But on our publishing company, you also Static wrote a lot of the songs, and he was one of our writers. So we also control a lot of the publishing, but not all of it.
Right.
The Timbaland and Missy stuff, Warner Chappell controls that. So they were able to kind of do a deal saying they were doing something for Lifetime to license the records for that. And that's how they're able to recut those records.
All right, we're going to come back and we're going to ask you about people trying to use verses and putting that on songs and your feelings about that and some other stuff that's coming up. All right, 8:45 right now. We got more coming up. Streaming live at watchv103.com. What's going on out there, Jim?
Slow traffic on the downtown connector right now. Ryan, this report brought to you by